Welcome to another weekly edition of Hug Nation Gathering at Wesley Palms in San Diego, California, at the beautiful cuddly cocoon of Caleb Shackles. And I'm here with Tassie, and we just had a wonderful lunch with many cups of cappuccino and and a caramel sundae, and it's pretty
I am blessed by having you here.
It's really full day of blessings. And we've been away for a couple weeks because we've been traveling around and we've been having adventures and seeing people all over the world. And I think even though we do Hug Nation every week from the same place, you know, we say people all over the world would rather hug you than hurt you. That's what we say it every week. And every time I travel, it confirms that. There are people all over the world that just want to be your friends.
We are the same. We are brothers and sisters.
And sometimes it's wonderful to go on a vacation and get out of your normal pattern to so you don't take that kind of thing for granted. You start to notice all of the smiling faces on strangers that you don't normally see. So that was wonderful for us. You also had a bunch of relatives visit in the last couple of weeks.
Yes, I had a young lady from Germany with her children. They came to SeaWorld, and they came here for lunch with her mother. And her mother and I are the only still-living graduates of University of Redlands, class of 1936.
Now, did you say that you went to SeaWorld, or they went to SeaWorld?
They went to SeaWorld.
You didn't get to go?
No. I've been there before. I've enjoyed the flowers all around them. This is a beautiful place, and I love my cocoon.
It's been an exceptionally flower-filled year because of all the rain.
And in the desert, as they go over the hills to here, they see flowers that haven't bloomed for 30 years.
Did you know that my mom and dad took a day off?
Borrego they go to.
They went to Borrego Springs and looked at wildflowers. I was pretty impressed. I mean, it's hard. You don't think of your parents as being romantic, but they took a day off work and went to look at wildflowers that haven't been seen in 30 years. I was very impressed. I thought that was a wonderful thing.
And some of the flowers out in the desert, they tell me, are blooming twice this summer.
Really?
Wow.
Amazing.
Well, it is. It's amazing how much effort that people put into creating things and building things and get an extra inch on your TV and another 25 pixels in your camera, and out in the desert, away from everything, these miracles just are created on these cycles that have always happened. So no matter how hard we try, God does pretty good.
Indeed.
Seems to trump us every
time. And some of these flowers have a beautiful odor to them. Now this is a gray flannel that you gave me. My wife never liked perfume, but oh, I'm enjoying it so much. I love the smell of perfume, and the flowers are so much perfume.
You smell so dapper.
In fact, when we sat down here, I thought about, in the front of my New Testament, I have this word, forgiveness is the fragrance a flower releases when it is stepped on.
Oh, I like that.
Isn't that a good thought?
That's good.
I got it in my New Testament.
Oh, well, with that thought.
Forgiveness is the fragrance that you get when you're stepped on.
I like that.
Thank you.
Oh, well, let's now take a moment and look at the names that are in this chat room. I see Lar and Gothic Tiger and Moses was here and Dawn and Delish, and I think Aaron was here, and Caleb and Tassie and Halcyon are here, and we're here in the very, very clear immediate focusing in this cyber room, but there are people all over the world that are here also in spirit and in their hearts, and in essence what we're saying is that we're never even separate from those people. Even the people in this room, as well as the people down the street and the people across the world, we are connected to them in ways far deeper than words can express. So let's hold on to our shoulders, squeeze, and give ourselves a hug, And as we feel the strength of our arms embracing us, feel that as the strength and the embrace of all the brothers and sisters out there, all the people all over the world that would rather hug you and hurt you.
I like that thought. And I, as I visualize the names of these people you just read, touching one another with a thought of goodwill and love and warmth, for we are related one to another in every way. And this is the way to express it. I'm just thrilled with what we're doing here. Thank you.
Thank you. So we'll just give that squeeze and project out to all those people. Feel your love grow as it sends out. Love is one of those amazing things that you can, the more you give it away, the more you have. You do not have a limited resource. So as it shoots out to all the people in the world, it just means that you have more love to be giving. So as that network connects all the people in the world, and you feel your arms reaching out and those arms reaching you, just squeeze for a few seconds and hold that and feel that warmth.
My, I rejoice in the mystery of that which moves beyond time and space and encompasses all of us humanoids who are thinking good thoughts. And the word good is God, good-like, godlike thoughts.
So we'll leave you to have your godlike thoughts this Hug Nation Tuesday, and we will see you next week. We love you.